tell me all about Aunt Olivia. I want to hear all about Aunt Olivia.
Well, you know Aunt Olivia.
Yes, of course, we all know Aunt Olivia. Tell me now.
You'll die when you hear. Well, you know when the old cheb went foot and did what you know.
Yes, I know. Go on, wash quit and don't be dabbling. Tuck up your sleeves and loosen your talk tapes and don't butt me hoik when you bend.
And whatever it was they tried to make out, he tried to do in the Fiendish Park. He's an awful old rep. Look at the short of him. Look at the dirt of it. He has all me water black on me and it's steeping and stooping since this time last week. How many goes is it, I wonder, I washed it? I know be hard the place he likes to sala, the dirty devil, scorching me hand and starving me famine to make his private linen public.
Wallabish, where with your battle and clean it?
Me wrists are rusty, rubbing the mouldaw stains, and the denepers of wet and the gangrers of sin in it.
What was it he did to tail us all in Animal Sunday, and how long was he under lock and nay?
It was put in the news as what he did. Nicies and priors, the king faces Humphrey with the Lysis distilling, exploits and all. But Tom's will till, I know he well, temp untamed will his for no man. As you spring, so shall you neep. Oh, the rousy old rap. Minx and marriage and making loof. Reeve Gooch was right and Reeve Druid was sinistrous.
And the cut of him, and the strut of him. How he used to hold his head as high as a hoath, the famous El Duke alien, with a hump of grandeur on him like a walking weasel rat. And his Derry's own drawl, and his Cork's own blather, and his Dublin stutter, and his Galloway swank. As Lictor Haggis or Lictor Reed of Gard the Grolier, the boy with the billy club. How else is he called at all?
Capel. Hugest Capel's early fowler.
Or where was he born and how was he found? I heard he dug good tin with his doll, delving first and doubling after. When he raped her home, Sabrina's Thor, in a parakeet's cage by dredgerous lands and devious dells, playing catch and mitt with the gleam of her shadow.
If a flick had been there to pop up and pepper him,
past Elmin's Mance and Mason's Alfu, and the rest of incurables and the last of immurables, the quaggy wag for stumbling.
Who sold you that jack-o'-lanthorn's tail? Pemmican's pasty pie. Not a grass hoop to ring whore, not an ant's grain of ore. Sure, she's nearly as bad as him herself.
Who? Aunt Olivia.
Oi, Aunt Olivia. Do you know she was calling? Back banded sals from all around. Number new, chamber two. To go in to him, her errand chief, and tickle the pont of Aisy Isy.
She was. Got a pot, is that the limit?
As El Negro winced when he wanced in La Plat.
Oh, tell me all I want to hear. How loft she was lift a lathery dextro.
A coney wink after the bunton fell. Letting on, she didn't care. Seen a phase of me absentee, him man in possession. The proxenity.
Proxenity, and what is that? Emma, for your right at your Hundu jargon, tell us in Frankelango and call a spade.
Did they never share a you Ebro at school, you anti-abecedarian? It's just the same as if I was to go par exemplum now in conservancy's cause out of telekinesis and proxenity, you.
For cock's sake, and is that what she is? But Ledlow taught you'd act that lower.
Didn't you spot her in our Wendog, wobbling up on a nosery chair with the music before all cuneiform letters, pretending to ribble a reedy derg and a fiddle she bargains without a band on? Sure she can't fit in a D with bow or a band, and sure she can't.
Just to suck, well, I never now heard the like of that. Tell me more. Tell me most. Tell me every tiny tane. I want to know every single ingle. How many a lavings had she in tune?
I can't rightly read you that. Close only knows. Some say she had three figures to fill and confined herself to 111. Wambi, wambi, wan, making mean a coming of moyes.
Oh, the flammet, all that pack. We want a room in the kirky yard.
She can't remember half of the cradle names she smacked on them be the grace of our box and bishops and fallible slipper, the cane for cunt and apples for Aeolf and either neither for Yakovye.
A hundred and how?
They did well to re-Christian her, Plahura Bell.
Oh, Laura Lay was a lot and load. Oh, she must have been a gadabout in her day, so she must more than most.
Sure she was, good God. She had a few men of her own. Then I tossed near scared that lass, so Amy Moy, that's Agapo.
Tell me, how come she cameling through all her fellas the neck as she was the divilene?
Casting her perils before our swains from Fonty and Monty to Tidingtown, and from Tidingtown to Havet, linking one and knocking the next, tapped in a flank and tipped in a jutty and pawling in and pitaring out and cluding by in her east way.
Why, who was the force there ever burst? Someone he was, whoever they were, in a tactic attack or in single combat. Tinker, toiler, soldier, sailor, pyman, peace or Polish daemon. That's a thing a mellow's an edge to ask. Push up and push farther and come to Uphill headquarters.
Such a loon way bashwards to row. She said herself she hardly knows who on the annals her graveler was. A dynast of Leinster. A wolf of the sea, or what he did, or how blind she played, or how, where, why, where, and who often he jumped at her, and how it was gave her away. She was just a young, thin, pale, soft, shy, slim slip of a thing then, sauntered by Silver Moon Lake, and he was a heavy, trudging, lurching, lie abroad of a Corach man, making his hay for whose sun to shine on. As tough as the oak trees, peats be with them used to rustle that time down me the dykes of Kill and Kildare, for force fell frost with a plash across her. She thought she sank neath the ground with nymph and shame when he gave her the tigress eye.
Oh, happy fought, me wishes was he.
You're wrong there, horribly wrong. 'Tisn't only tonight you're anachronistic. It was ages behind that, when nullahs were nowhere, in County Wicklow, Garden of Erin. Before she ever dreamt she'd leave Kilbride and go foaming on the Horse Pass Bridge, with the great south-western windstorm in her traces, and the Midlands grain waster a search for her track. To wend her ways by and by, Rebecca or worse, to spin and to grind, to swab and to thrash for all her golden lifey in the barley fields and penny lots of Humphrey's Ford of Hordlestown, and lie with the landleaper, Wellington Narsahor. Alas, at the lagus of girly days, for the dove of the Dunas.
Demi ware the fairy first time.
I will if you listen. You know the Dinkle Dale of Lugalaw. Well, there once dwelt a local Heremoint. Michael Arklow was his river end name, with many a sigh he aspersed his lava bibs, and one Venner's derg in June or July. Oh, so sweet and so cool and so limber she looked, Nance the Nixie, Nan and let's go, in the silence of the sycamores, all listening. The kindling corves you simply can't stop feeling. He plunged both of his newly anointed hands, the core of his cushlas, in her singy Mary Saffron's thrumens of hair, parting them and soothing her and mingling it that was deep, dark and ample like this red bog at sundown. By that veil thou closes lucid lack, the rainbow's heaven arches are ronged orange tor. A fraught dizzying galbs her enamelled eyes into her golden amount to the vierge violation. Wish a wish.
Why, why?
Mavro, letty lark's laughing light throw those laurels now on her daft tea song petrock. Mass. But the magic wave has elfin anon meshes, and Simba the slayer of his ogre has slewed. He could'll not help himself, thor so that hot on him. He had to forget the monk and the man, so rubbing her up and smoothing her down, he bathed his lips in smiling mood, kiss a kiss after kiss a gush, as he warned her never to never, on an and a pogs of the freckled forehead. While you'd par set her as she hoilt herself, but she rose 2 feet higher in her ain estimation, and steps on stilts ever since. That was kiss away healing with bantha for balm.
Oh, wasn't he the bold priest? Oh, wasn't she the naughty Livy?
Naughty Gnam is now her navin. Two lads in scooch breeches went through her before that. Barefoot born and Wallamy Wade, lugging Aquilia's noblest picks, before she had a hint of a hair at her fanny to hide or a bosom to tempt a birch canoodler, not to mention a bullshig porterhouse barge. And now that again. Leda, Leda, all and ready, too faint to buy the fairiest rider, too frail to flirt with the cygnus plume. She was licked be a hound to rip a cheruta while poeing her pee pure and simple on the spur of the hill in Old Capure in birdsong and shearing time. But first of all, worst of all, the wiggly livelly, she side slipped out be a gap in the Devil's Glen while Sally, her nurse, was sound asleep in a sloot, and fee fee fi fi fell over a spillway before she found her stride and lay and wriggled in all the stagnant black pools of rainy under a fallow coo, and she laughed in as free with her limbs aloft and a whole drove of maiden hawthorns blushing and looking askance upon her.
Oh, go in, go on, go on. I mean about what you know. I know right well what you mean. Rather,
you'd like the coifs and gims snousy and me to do the greasy job on old Veronica's wipers.
Oh, may the diabolo twist your safety pin, you child of mammon can sell as Lilith.
Now, who has been tearing the leg of her drawers on her?
Which leg is it?
The one with the bells on it. Rinse them out and ask them along with you. Where did I stop?
Never stop continuation. You're not there yet. I am still waiting. Go on, go on.
Well, after it was put in the Mercy Cordial Mendicant Sitherdags in their Monday wake shift, for once they sullied their white kid loves, chewing cuds after their dinners of chicken and begging, with their show us it here, and their mind out of that, and their when you're quite finished with the reading material. Even the snee that Snowden his whoring hair had a scunner against him. Da Savas Avuto, score her chuff esquire. Everywhere erif you went and every bung you ever dropped into in cit or suburb or in adult areas, the Rose and Bottle or Phoenix Tavern or Powers Inn or Jude's Hotel or wherever you scour the countryside from Nanny Water to Vartry Villa, from Porta Latine to the Luton Quarter, you found his icon etched tipside down, or the corner boys come mocking his guy and Morris the man, and the maudlin rabble around him in Areopage, fracassing a great bing can cagnan with our timpan crowthers. Mind your grim feather, think of your ma. Him the hung as his joves hang no man. Little Bolero bullin' a law. She swore, and cross sticks nine wind about she'd be level with all the snags at them yet, by the vulnerable virgin's Mary del Dame. So she said to herself, she'd frame a plan to fake a shine, the mischief maker, the like of it you never heard.
What plan? Tell me quick and don't go so cruel. What the murder did she make?
Well, she burgund a zag bag, a chamois mail sack, with the lend of a load of the light of his lampion off one of her swaps on Sean the Post. And then she went and consulted her chapbooks, old Mott Moore, Casey's Euclid, and the fashion display, and made herself titled to join in the masquerade. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho! Gig goggle of giggles, I can't tell you how. It's too screaming to rizzo rabbit is all. Minaha, minahi, minahi, minaho.
Oh, but you must really. Make me hear the gurgle, gurgle like the fair's gaggle, gaggle and the dusky dirgle, daggle. Be the holy well and mull huddered. I swear I pledge me chance of getting to heaven through Tilly and Killy's mount of empoisy to hear it all, every word.
Oh, leave me faculties, woman, a while. If you don't like me story, get out of the punt.
Well, have it your own way, so.
Here, sit down and do as you're bid. Take my stroke and bend to your bow. Forward in and pull you over the pies. Lisp it slainy and crisp it quiet. Deal me longsome. Tongue your time now. Breathe that deep. Out's the fairway. Hurry slow and shalt you go. Lend us your blessed dashes here till I scrub the cannons on the pants. Flow now or more and pooley pooley. First, she let her hair fall, and down it flushed to her feet, its teviots winding coils. Then, mother naked, she shampooed herself with gala water and fragrant pistania mud, whopper and lower, from crown to sole. Next, she greased the groove of her keel, wads and wares and mole and itcher, with anti-fouling, butterscotch and turpentine and serpentine, and with leaf mould, she ushered round prunella oils and eslat's dune, quince-a-cunct, all over her little Mary.
Peeled gold of waxwork her jelly belly, and her grains of incense angy bronze. And after that, she wove a garland for her hair. She pleated it, she plaited it, of meadow grass and river flags, the bulrush and waterweed, and a fallen greaves of weeping willow. Then she made her bracelets and her anklets and her armlets, and a jetty amulet for necklace of clicking cobbles and pattering pebbles, and rumble down rubble, Richmond and rare, of Irish runor roiner stones and shell marble bangles. That done, a dark smut to her airy eye, Anushka Letishevich Pavlova. And the lily puts cream to her lipolines and the pick of the paint box for her pomettes, from strawberry reds to extra violates, and she sended her boudoir maids to his affluence, Seligia Gran and Kirchy Reel, the two Kershines. With respects from his Mrs. Seapy and Sewery, and a request by she pass from for a minikin, a call to pay and light a taper, and Brianna Ross a back in a sprizzling, the cock striking mine, the stars brightly sign, there's Zambosi waiting for me. She said she wouldn't be half her length away. Then, as soon as the lump his back was turned, with her mealy bag slang over her shoulder, Anna Livia, oyster face, forth of her bassain came. But what was the game in our mixed baggy ratty? Just the tembo in her tumble or pilly pilly from her pepper pots? Shake us up, do, there's a good old son of a ditch. I promise I make it worth your while, and I don't mean maybe, nor yet with a good farce. Spit me prut and I tell you through. Well, a rund in a waveny line, a ring a rumour she pattered and swung and sidled, dribbling her boulder through narrow mosses, the Deliski dreer on our dryer side, and the Vildevetch fine agin us, Carrara here, Carrero there, not knowing which medway or ways are to strike it, either either making Chattahoochee all to her aim to chew, like Santa Claus at the cree of the pale and puny, nistling to hear for their tiny hearties, her arms encircling Isolabella, then running with reconciled Romus and Reims, on like you lech to be off like you dart, then bathing dirty hands of spathers with spittle, with a Christmas box apiece for each and every one of her childer, the birthday gifts they dreamt they gave her, the spoiled she fleetly laid at our door. On the mat be the porch and in under the cellar, the rivulets ran a flood to see, the glasher by the Polly Newties, out of the pawn shop onto the pyre, and they all about her, juvenile leads and ingenuinas, from the slime of their slums and artisan dwellings, rickets and riots like the smiley boys at their vice reigns levy. Vivi Vien, little Anchen, the yellow Anna High Life, sing us a Sula o Sazuria, o Sansa Dulces, hasn't she tambour? Chipping her and raising a bit of a cheer or a jerry, every dive she'd neb in her cul-de-sac of Wabash, she robbed and reached out her maundy merchandise, poor souvenir as per recorder, and all for sore a ring-a-rung, stinkers and healers, laggards and prime lads, her firstborn sons and dribble-derry daughters, 1,001 of them, and wicker pot luck for each of them, for evil and ever, and kicks the book. A tinker's ban and a barrow to boil is Billy for Gypsy Lee. A cartridge of cock-a-leaky soup for Chummy the Guardsman. For Sulky Pen there's acid nephew deltoid drops, curiously strong. A cough and a rattle and wild rose cheeks for poor Piccolina Petite McFarlane. A jigsaw puzzle of needles and pins and blanks and shins between them for Isabel Jezebel and Llewellyn my marriage. A brazen nose and pig-iron mittens for Johnny Walker Beg. A paper flag of the saints and stripes for Kevin O'Dea. A puff puff for Pudge Craig and a night marching hare for Tecker Tim Tom Bigby. Waterlick and gum boots each for Bully Hayes and Hurrigan Hartigan. A prodigal heart and fatted calves for Buck Jones, the pride of Clonliffe. A loaf of bread and a father's early aim for Val from Skibbereen. A jaunt and care for Larry Doolan, the Ballyclee Jackeen. A seasick trip on a government ship for Tiger Flanagan, a louse and trap for Jerry Coyle, slush mince pies for Andy McKenzie, a hair clip and clack dish for Pencilless Peter, that 12 sounds look for G.V. Brooke, a drowned doll to face downwards for modest sister Anne Mortimer, Arthur Falls for Blanchise's bed, Wild Ears Breechettes for Mag Peg Woppington, to Sue Dot, a big eye, to Sam Dash, a false step, snakes in clover, picked on scotch, and the Vatican viper catchers visa for Patsy Presby's.
I rise every morning for Standfast Dick, and I drop every minute for Stumblestone Davy. I praise his being, spare me days for Brian the Bravo. Penta plenty of pity with love lashings of lust for a lone Lena Magdalena. For Camilla, Dromilla, Ludmilla, Mamilla, a bucket, a packet, a book and a pillar. For Nancy, Shannon, a toomey brooch. For Dora, a paria, Hope and Martha, a cooling douche and a warming pan. A pair of Blarney brags for Wally Marr. A hairpin slate pants for Elsie Oram to scratch her toby, doing her best with her vulgar fractions. An old age pension for Betty Bellezza. A bag of the blues for Funny Fits. A Miss a Promessa for Taft to Taft. Jill, the spoon of a girl for Jack, the broth of a boy. Whatever you like to swilly to swash, Yinnis or Yennessy, Loggin or Niger, for Festus King and Roarin' Peter, and Frisky Shorty and Trickle Tom, and OBB and Aunt Sully the Tug, and Master McGrath and Peter Clorn, and O'Delawar Rossa and Nerone McPatcham, and whoever you chance to meet knocking around. And a pig's blather balloon for Selena Susquehanna Stakealoom. But what did you give to Prude Award, and Katie Kennell, and Peggy Quilty, and Broiry Brosnan, and Teasy Kieran, and Ina Lappin, and Muriel Massey, and Susan Kamick, and Melissa Braddock, and Flora Ferns, and Fauna Fox Goodman, and Gret Negrini, and Penelope Inglesant, and Les Belickin, like Letha Lyon, and Roxana Roan, with Sympathicus Owen, and Una Bina Laturds, and Trina Lamame, and Philomena O'Fan, and Irma Kelly, and Josephine Foyle, and Snakeshead Lily, and Fountainoy Laura, and Mary Xavier Agnes Daisy Frances Sales McClay. She gave them Ilka Madre's daughter, a moonflower and a blood vein. But the grapes that ripe before reason to them that divide the vine dress. So on Izzy, her shay maid, love shone befond her tears, as from Shem her penwhite, life passed befoul his prime.
My colonial wore the bag full. But oh, gone, I love it, a gabber. I could listen to more and more of it again. Rain on the river flies to your flow, thick as the life or mare.
Well, you know, or don't you, cannot, or haven't I told you? Every telling has a tale, and that's the he and the she of it.
Look, look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty are taking root.
And my cold chair's gone, Ashley.
Filour.
Filou.
What age is that?
It's so and is late. Tis endless now since I or Erewhon last saw Waterhouse's clock. They took it asunder, I heard them sigh.
When will they reassemble it?
Oh, me back. Me back. Me back. I'd want to go to Ixley Pines. Ping pong.
There's the bell for sexolitis and concepted to send us prey.
Bang. Ring out the clouds, ring in the dew. God a vary vert the showers and grant thy a grace.
Amen. Will we spread them here now?
Aye, we will. Flip. Spread on your bank and I'll spread mine on mine. Flap.
It's what I'm doing.
Spread. It's churn and chill. Derwent is rising. I lay a few stones on the hostel sheets, a man and his bride embraced between them, as I'd have sprinkled and folded them only. And I'll tie me butcher's apron here at Suity, yet the strolls will pass it by. 6 shifts, 10 kerchers, 9 to hold to the fire, and this for the cold, the comb and napkins, 12, 1 baby shawl. But Mother Joseph knows, she said.
Whose head? Mother snores.
They are tachyous.
Far now are all our childer, say. In kingdom gone, our power to come, our glory be to them farther.
All alluvial, all alluvial. Some here, more no more, more again lost, all a stranger.
Do you tell me that now?
I do, in troth.
Oh, rara poor Orbe and poor lass animas. Ossa ulla, we're umbas all.
Meza, didn't you hear her delicate times, oofer and oofer respond to spond? You deed, you deed.
I need. It's that irrawadding I've stoke in me hours. It all but hushes the lethe's wound. Oh, Renoco.
What's your trouble?
Is that the great Finn leader himself and his jockey Mona on a statue, riding the high horse there for Hengist? Father of Arthurs, it is himself, yon there.
Is it that, on Fallarine Common? You're thinking of Astley's amphitheatre, where the bobby restrained you making sugar-stuck pouts to the ghost white horse of the Peppers. Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. As well I know your sort of slop. Flap. Ireland sober is Ireland stiff. Lord help you, Maria, full of grease, the load is with me.
You are prayers, I so-and-so, Madam Mangut. Were you lifting your elbow, tell us glazy cheeks, in Conway's Carrigacoura canteen?
Was I what, hobbledy hips? Flop.
Your rear gates creak a human, bits your boots disagrees.
And I up since the damp dawn. Martyred Mary Alacoque with Corrigan's pulse and very coarse veins. Me pram axle smashed, Alice Jane in decline, and me one-eyed mongrel twice run over. Soaking and bleaching boiler rags and sweating colds, a widow like me, for to deck me tennis champions from the laundry man with the lavender flannels.
You won your limp popo limb from the Husky Hussars when collars and cuffs was heir to the town, and your slur gave the stink to Carlo.
Holy Scamander, I saw it again, near the Golden Falls. Ice is on us, saints of light, Cesare.
Subdue your noise, you hammered creature. What is it but a blackberry growth or the dwyer grey ass, them four old codger's owns?
Are you meaning Tarpy and Lyons and Gregory?
I mean now, thank all the four of them and the roar of them, the thraves that stray in the mist, and old Johnny McDougal along with them.
Is that the pool beg flasher beyond? Far, far. Or a fireboat coast in the yard of Kishna? Or a glow of behold within a hedge? Or me Gary come back from the Indies?
Wait till the honeying of the loon, love. Die, Eve, little Eve, die. We see that wonder in your eye. We'll meet again, we'll part once more. The spot I'll seek if the hour you'll find. My chart shines high where the blue milk's upset.
Forgive me quick, I'm gone.
Bye-bye. And you pluck your watch, forget me not. You're even load, so save to journey's end. My sights are swimming thicker on me with the shadows to this place. I saw home slowly. Now, by own way, my valley way.
Toy eye too, rat mine.
Ah, but she was the queer old skewska anyhow, and Olivia, trinket toes. I'm sure he was the queer old bunce too. Dear dirty dumpling, foos their father of Fingals and Dothergills. Gammer and Gaffer were all their gangsters.
Hadn't he seven dams to wive him?
And every dam had her seven crutches, and every crutch had its seven hues, and each hue had a differing cry. Suds for me and supper for you, and the doctor's bill for Joe John.
Before.
He married his markets cheapy fowl, I know, like any Etrurian Catholic heathen, in their pinky lemony, creamy burnies and their Turkish Indian mauves.
But at Milked Mass, who was the spouse?
Then all that was fair.
'Tis elven land, teams of times and happy returns. The same anew, Ordovico, or Viricardo. Anna was, Livia is, Plurabelle's to be.
Northmen's thing made south folks' place, but how multiplur there's made each one in person. Lap me that, me Trinity scholars, out of your Sanskrit into our Eirian.
Hircus Kiwis, Eblanensis. Yat book o' paps on them, sat ones for orphans. Oh, Lord.
Twins of his bosom, Lord save us.
And ho, hey,
what all men,
hush,
his tittering daughters off.
Walk, Can't hear what the waters of, the chittering waters of. Flittering bats feel my spark talk.
Oh, are you not gonna home?
What, Tom alone? Can't hear what bark of bats, all them living waters of.
Oh, talk save us. Me foos won't moose.
I feel as old as yonder elm.
A tale told of Sean or Sham. Oh, Olivia's daughter sons.
Dark hawks hear us.
Nice. Me whole head alls. I feel as heavy as yonder stone.
Tell me of John or Sean.
Who were Shem and Sean, the living sons or daughters of?
Night now. Tell me,
Elm.
Nice.
Tell me tale of stem or stone. Beside the river and waters of, hither and thither and waters of,
nice.